from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much as we hit this 9 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. Kind of crazy, just a couple of days away from the start of the NFL season. And what a great game to start. Baltimore traveling to Kansas City. They'll actually travel tomorrow and get set. Lamar and Patrick Mahomes right off the bat. And if that's not enough, the Friday game, not too shabby. The game they're getting over in Brazil, I hope they appreciate that game because a lot of people would love to see Philadelphia and Green Bay play each other. And that's what you get. And then, of course, all the games on Sunday. Half Saturday belongs to college. Sunday is right back. The Dolphins, 1 o'clock game against Jacksonville. And here we go. A lot of guys, by the way. A lot of guys coming back, man. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. We're good. We're good to go. We're rested and ready to go. Good. And I'm guessing you'll have just about everybody back for that game. We'll see if they bring up anybody from the practice squad for the game. But, you know, Woody, I haven't done this, and one of the writers made me aware of it. Actually, it was Omar. That you have to, besides a 53-man roster, it's really not a 53-man roster. It's really a 69-man roster because you're going to be bringing guys up from the practice squad. You can bring them up and back to help you on special teams. Hopefully you don't get banged up at certain positions or lose guys where other teams start picking your guys off. But, it's a lot more than just a 53-man roster with the movement. You can bring a guy up 3 or 4 times and have him go back down and then bring him back up again before you have to make a decision on keeping him and putting him on the 53-man roster. So, yeah, I think we're – curious to see what it's going to look like. The offensive line, Tua. I don't want Tua, by the way, running a lot. I don't need Tua to show everybody that he's lighter and can take off and run. That's not your thing, Tua. You're never going to run for 500 or 600 yards. We got a bunch of those guys. You don't need to do that. We got a bunch of guys, when you throw the ball, they can run. They can run better than most guys in the NFL. We just got to get the ball to the right guys and not worry about. Now, he wants to run for a first down and slide. That's fine. But we don't need Tua with 350 yards rushing this year. We don't. On the low end. We don't need that. Just don't. And congratulations to Mike McDaniel. He got an extension through 2028. So Mike's going to be here. I like it. I don't know how many years his original contract was for, but He's done a great job. He is nothing against anybody else over there. But some of those other guys been around here. But Mike McDaniel's the new piece that's come in and brought this thing together on the same page. The culture's completely different. Yes, they still have to win more games. Mike didn't come here to go, I made it to the playoffs, but I lost in the first round. No, that's, he knows that. They talk about it as a team. He's got a lot of talent, and he's got some more guys coming back probably late in the season. Jalen Phillips looks like he'll play. I'm really curious this week if you want to look at something to keep an eye on for you diehard, hardcore Dolphin fans. How much does Jalen Phillips play in this game and 3 days later or 4 days later when you play Thursday night football against the Buffalo Bills? How much, knowing it's a long season, how much do you play him here in this first game? How much? And can he just put his head down? And listen, he is, he's as athletic a defensive end as there is. Can he let it go? Has he got his confidence totally back to come off the edge hard, sprinting off, pushing off that foot, that, and being able to get some pressure on the quarterback? And by the way, can't wait to watch the number one pick. I said this is what you want, your number one pick to come in and be able to play, and Chop's going to play. Chop's going to be in the rotation and playing here in week one. So here we go, folks. Here we go for the start of this thing. You got Mike, he's going to be here. Tua, going to be here. Tyreek and Jalen, all going to be here. Two wide receivers, your quarterback and your head coach. All have extensions. Now, just got to turn this great offense into being consistent against the better teams. And second of all, got to win late in the year. But all that talk about late in the year means nothing if you don't take care of business here to start the season. They know that. They're not looking ahead. Everybody's talking about this and that. And by the way, Mike McDaniel covers up parts of a team that aren't very strong or not as good as they may need to be. Nobody knows how to cover them up like Mike McDaniel does. He can cover up weaknesses. Listen, they played a lot of last year with four of their five offensive linemen out for a lot of games. A lot of games. 34, 35 games, four of your five guys missed. And they still ran for 135 yards a game. It wasn't up the middle. No, it wasn't physical. Most of it was outside. Yeah, most of it was outside. The wide run, coming back. But Mike knows how to get the most. He played with 6, 7, 8, 9 on the offensive line last year. A lot of those guys now are, some of them are going to be starters. Robert Jones is going to be a starter. He was one of those 6, 7, 8, 9 guys last year. And so he can cover up some of it and get rid of it. By the way, Tua's already come out and said, hey, what are you worried about the offensive line? He goes, I get rid of the ball quickly. That's what he said. I get rid of the ball quickly. He's right. He does. He'll pick and choose when they want to set somebody up to run by him, because they do that really well. But, folks, I have no idea. They got a really good team. This last year and this year's team has been the best teams they've had in a long, long time. But saying that, I don't know the health of this team, the competition this year. So if you're going by records from last year, they play a lot of teams. Or, Woody, didn't we say this before, 8-9, 9-8 teams? And they've got New England twice, who looks like they're not very good again this year. But you got some tough ones. Jets, twice. That's been two wins. There's no guarantee on that one. And the Buffalo Bills, you'll find out. You want to talk about a must win? The Bills in week two? You got to start beating them. I saw, what are they, 10-2, 11-2? I'm not sure what the record is. But Josh Allen has had great success against this team, which everybody knows. Not the first one to say that. So anyway, it all starts up. Dolphins, I believe, are off today, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, get ready to get yourself all set up for that game. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like. And by the way, for a lot of guys, didn't play a lot of preseason football. I don't think Jalen Waddle played at all, did he? Is that right?
I don't believe so.
A lot of guys didn't play a lot, which is fine. You're right. This is a new NFL. Just be ready to go for the opener. And see.
Gave out a lot of money.
Okay.
Boss Ross gave a lot of money, man.
Hey, I say this about Stephen Ross. I know some of you don't like decisions he's made with keeping certain people around here.
Well, it's not for lack of spending money.
But it's not from lack of spending money. Nobody spends money like Stephen Ross.
Didn't have to give the coach an extension. That was nice of him.
What are you guessing? Mike had, this is year three for Mike, right? Yeah, this year three.
Yeah, but like.
He had to have a four-year contract, right? Yeah. Four originally? Well, he's got more now. Says, we like the job you're doing, and we want to keep all you guys together, which, by the way, tells me Chris Greer must have an extension too.
Don't say that.
No, Chris Greer, I'm guessing, has an extension.
You get people nuts this morning.
I don't think any of those. Brandon Shore, all those guys have.
The crazy thing is, like, I guess it doesn't really matter, right? If the season ends up going poorly, they can still, even with extensions, they can still, you know, do what they want to do. But
let me just say this. I'm glad you said that. I really am, the way you put it, and you did that on behalf of a lot of the fan base, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you, there's nobody, no matter short of going Cam Cameron on everybody and this thing completely falls apart, which it's not. All three of those, Brandon Shore's not in the picture. He does contracts. Chris and Mike are going to be back. And they're going to be back for a while. They're not going anywhere.
Okay.
They're not. And everybody's looking at this roster and goes, well, why are we going? We got, hell, this roster is a lot better than what I had before. This is great. Let's go.
Well, let's hope things go well then. We don't have to have that discussion, right?
I hope so.
That would be nice.
It would just be nice to talk, you know.
Be a nice change. Nice change of pace.
But you were asking me, was I surprised? I wasn't thinking about Mike getting an extension, but the fact that he did, this is the best thing we've had starting up for the first 2 years. And again, roster's been good too. But Mike McDaniel, especially on the offensive side of the ball, has got a lot out of his group in most games. He's got a lot of guys play at a high level. And it's the best running game we've had for a while. But the team plays well together. There's good chemistry. He just got everybody. It's a good place. It's a good place that gives you a chance. His positive approach, I think the guys like it, and now we'll see how they respond to it and how they play starting this Sunday at 1:00. We've got to go to break.
Before we do, do you mind if we give away some tickets?
Yeah, what do you want to give
tickets
to?
We got Ohtani tickets.
Oh, shoot.
That's always good, right?
When's it going to be?
September 19th. You going to do caller number?
You realize he could be flirting with 50-50. Big son of a gun can run. Hit for power and run.
Yeah, we got to get Stephen A's take on that.
Oh, come on.
His judge take is pretty strong. We can't this morning because
That's right. We're blacked out.
ESPN's blacked out here. We got DirecTV.
We got a lot of Fox Sports and NFL Network these days. All right.
I see rain coming, so we might lose cable altogether. Caller number 5-305-567-0560 will get you the Marlins tickets.
All right, sounds good, man. What a great story that is. To go with the judge story in New York. My God. Those guys, great seasons for both those guys. Hey, man, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for a second here in this 9:00 hour. Right now, a lot of people out there that live in condos are finding out interest rates are higher, high insurance rates. The insurance rates for people in condos over on the beach where you thought it was going to be a nice, great way to retire and be comfortable. HOA fees keep going up. Oh, we got another fee. We got to pay. You got to pay $20. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? So a lot of folks have run out of money or running credit card debt up. 28, 29, 30%. Just can't do it. Just can't keep doing it. Let Michael Kotze release some of that money stress and get that credit card paid off. Please let him help you. And reverse mortgages, again, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Might be perfect. One of the hottest mortgages we have in South Florida, especially with my age of people, is the reverse mortgage. I'm going to let you know, man, get that equity out of your home, have a place to live. That's why a lot of people like it. You're sitting there with a lot of equity. Why not get it out? Something you can use. It's yours. It's like, actually, it's just like having a savings account for you, man. It's great. First-time home buyer rates, I want to let you know, he's got a program for you. Fixed rates in the fives, matter of fact. Self-employed and declined by banks. Don't worry about it. Michael Kotze's got programs for you, too. I'm just telling you right now, Google reviews, check them out. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Go to Google, Choice Mortgage Reviews. See what they're saying about. I'm saying a lot of good things about my man, Michael Kotze. 33 years in the business, covering all of South Florida. Works 7 days a week. Gets a lot of work done on the weekends for you. When your banker friends are out having a nice time with their families, Michael Kotze, that dude is working, man. 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, before we get back to it here, let's get you a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market is not looking good to start here. The futures for the Dow down 250 points, NASDAQ 150 points, the S&P down 35 points. Joe, back to you.
All right, well, listen, hopefully everything goes back up quickly. I always tell you, Woody, at the end of the run here, man, nobody wants to be on the downside of losing money here in the old market. You want it at its best before you decide to move on a little bit here. We got a lot of good news, man, over the weekend. A lot of good stuff. Great start for the Canes, obviously. Not so good for the Canes. And by the way, Canes, you're going down. The Gators. Gators, you think, got some problems. How about Florida State? 28-13 loss last night. I couldn't stay awake. I made it till halftime. They're getting their ass kicked pretty good. And they're still in the game. I didn't think much of it. I thought they'd come back in the second half. I wake up. It's 28-13. Boston College goes in to Florida State for their home opener. Now 0-2 in the ACC to start the season. Number 10. We're ranked number 10 in the country. That's by far. There's nothing even close. I mean, we can talk about LSU's got problems or, you know, whatever school. Florida's got serious problems, which they probably do. But
their coach is melting down, the Florida coach.
Florida State has lost two ACC games, Woody, to start the year.
That guy isn't capable of melting down because he's got a dopey personality, but the guy at Florida.
Why is it if you don't like the personality?
I don't know. No, it's not that I dislike the guy. I don't know anything about it. He's just,
What's dopey mean?
In front of him.
What's that mean when you say dopey? I'm just curious. What's dopey mean?
You know what it means. It's
what is it? Dopey. Am I going to Disney World to see? Well, what's dopey?
The dwarf? I just thought the Florida coach ripping the fans in the basements was pretty awesome.
Well, listen, man, he ought to just...
if I play that one?
You can look at it, but he just needs to look in the mirror. Go ahead.
Ultimately, a loss early can be a blessing if you don't waste it. And I think ultimately, one thing I can say is we have a group that's working hard. I do think that we have character. We got to go to work on the football part, you know, and I think we got to become a more consistent team, and we have to execute better. And if we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in, you know, rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better, right? So I think that's the key, you know, but sometimes you deserve criticism, you know, and I think that's one of those things I would say. I have no excuses, right? So we got to go get it fixed.
That is one hot, hot seat in Gainesville right now for Billy Napier. Did he really just go some social media dude in the basement? I guess that's
it. It's exactly where he went. By the way, to start that thing off with the loss is a blessing or whatever, it could be a blessing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
I don't think so, my friend.
And, yeah, your openers.
It's a good learning experience for us.
he may. You know, they were talking at the end of the game. He got to make a decision. He got a 5-star top, one of the top quarterbacks in the country that came in. You got a chance to see him there in the fourth quarter play after their starter got hurt. So which way do you go? Do you go with, I don't know how long he's going to be out. He got knocked out of the game, but.
Who cares? Did you see what they did with their recruits, by the way? They put all their recruits like right where the tunnel was, where the Canes were coming in and out of.
No, I didn't see
that. So all the Miami guys were talking to all the recruits as they were like walking off. That's where, remember, we had Brad on earlier, and he was talking about that woman who was grabbing players.
Yeah, that's right.
She was grabbing them. They were like in front of the recruit section.
Oh, God. Well, when you lose like that, you go, hey, see, you can play right away on this team. Hey, you don't have to wait. You see what we put out there today? You can come in and start for us.
And when it rains, it pours, though, right? Man, you got that woman. She made the social media rounds, grabbing players. Everything's bad, but it's not a blessing, by the way. I mean, everything's bad when you lose like that at
home. No. Opener,
it's all bad.
41-17, and you're playing one of your big three, what it used to be called the big three in the state of Florida.
Yeah,
it's just
all
nice.
Bad.
Can I just say this, man? It's just so nice. I didn't go to school. The fact I always have to say this now because it is nice that the Miami Hurricanes got off to a great start. We thought it might look like this. I had no idea it was going to be this good to start the first game. So now the question is going to be, because I heard this one, well, how good was the Florida Gators? I don't know. They got a lot of good players. I saw some of those guys on those uniforms. Some of them are from St. Thomas Aquinas, were damn good players everybody in the country wanted. So they've got some really good players.
That's a fair thing to question, by the way. But here's the other thing. I don't think Miami's going to play a team with that level of talent the rest of the way. Are they? I mean, you saw their schedule. Now, not that they've had success with these ACC teams of late, but Florida, as far as pure talent goes, they're going to play another SEC caliber school like that.
You are going to get everybody's best effort this whole season because now that all the top teams have lost already, Clemson got pounded by number one Georgia, you're going to get everybody's best. And some are going to be tight games. Some Florida State had a bunch of tight games last year, right? Even though they ended up going undefeated. You got to find a way to win those games where things aren't perfect. Give up some big plays. You got to score. So I'm just real careful when everybody just decides that they're going to go undefeated now that they beat. And by the way, Florida State's going to come down here. I've seen Miami in these situations where Miami wasn't very good and played Jameis Winston in some great games, some of the best games. Remember that where FSU had to come back late with Jameis Winston and a couple years. They played their ass off and were right there. So they're going to get Florida. You know that Florida State game is going to be they're going to bring it. Florida State's going to bring it for that game. No matter what their record is, they are going to bring it. I think we pretty much know that. So just go week to week. Please don't. Please, I know it's easy to do in our business and as a fan going, well, I looked. We should win all the rest of these games now. We got by the Gators. We're good. Calm down. You got it. You know, a lot of things. I'm sure Florida State thought the same thing while they were getting their butts kicked.
They've won games like this, though, early in the season. The difference is they look like the real deal.
No. They look much better. That's a good point.
Like they have had seasons recently. Texas A&M. Didn't they beat Texas A&M?
They
right?
did.
And you think,
throwing,
oh, they pass
it
sneak
in
into
a game,
the top
putting them
10,
away.
And you go, oh, we beat an SEC team. But I don't know, man. Something is just much different with this team. And I think that's why people are excited.
You're going to have it's just a lot deeper team. I mean, we can talk about front line, how good they are, transfer portal, guys back, some of the young guys. They're just loaded. And the upside of these two recruiting classes they've had the last 2 years, every time those guys play, a lot of them, they're going to just get better, not to mention the four or five guys that played in their first game, which they did have some guys play. I didn't see Justin Scott. That one got me. Anyway. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Mario Cristobal, the head football coach for the Miami Hurricanes, he's going to join us next. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.